G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 7 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. Let's read together Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 12 to 18. You are standing here today to enter into the covenant of the Lord your God. The Lord is making this covenant, including the curses. By entering into the covenant today, He will establish you as His people and confirm that He is your God, just as He promised you and as He swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But you are not the only ones with whom I am making this covenant with its curses. I am making this covenant both with you who stand here today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with the future generations who are not standing here today. You remember how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we travelled through the lands of enemy nations as we left? You have seen their detestable practices and their idols made of wood, stone, silver and gold. I am making this covenant with you so that no one among you, no man, woman, clan or tribe will turn away from the Lord our God to worship these gods of other nations, and so that no root among you bears bitter and poisonous fruit. Now to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 18. Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep His commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in His ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. This, the Palestinian covenant, is the third of the theocratic covenants, or those which pertain to the rule of God. Some people say there is no such covenant, and others say that there is. Some say that the covenant has not been fulfilled in its entirety yet, and some say that it has. Others say that it's merely Moses reiterating and elaborating the Mosaic covenant given at Sinai. I put it here so you can make up your own mind. The first thing we can say is that you will note that it is tied to the covenant given to Abraham. This Palestinian covenant adds details to the giving of the land to Israel, as promised in that Abrahamic covenant. And since the Mosaic covenant given at Sinai, the nation had been wandering in the desert for 40 years until that disobedient generation died out because they had refused God, been unfaithful to Him, and been disobedient. This covenant, this Palestinian covenant, is a call for a new beginning as a nation under the rule of God. The nation of Israel is about to change hands from their proven leader Moses into the unproven hands of Joshua. As a nation, they were on the plains of Moab, waiting to enter the land of Canaan, which was given to them by their God. As they waited, they could reflect that their God is a living God, a God who was not made of mere wood, stone, silver or gold. He was alive and living amongst them intimately. As they waited, no doubt they were reflecting upon the validity of the promises made to them via Moses at Sinai. They could easily reflect on the lessons learnt from the disobedience of the previous generation who had been unfaithful to God, found to be unloving, and were never to enter the land promised to them. It served as a reminder of how one generation's obedience or disobedience could and would affect the following generation. Recognizing this as God doing as He said He would do, under the Abrahamic and Mosaic covenants, punishing Israel for unfaithfulness and disobedience. So this covenant, while being additional to the Mosaic covenant, serves also to remind this generation of Israelites of their special relationship with God. It's also abundantly clear that it is not just for the then current generation of Israel when it was given, but for the future generations of the nation of Israel to come after. This covenant has two main features to it. There are the legal features, which are immediate and conditional. There are the grace features, which are without condition. The enjoyment of the immediate blessings is initiated by the conditional principle. If you are diligently obeying the voice of the Lord your God will set you high about all the nations of the earth. Some say that this, the unconditional grace facet of the Palestinian covenant, is initialized, but is yet to be fulfilled. The covenant also gives a glimpse of a future Messiah or Savior who would come from within this nation of Israel. And there is a final warning to the nation of Israel, both at the time of the covenant and also for future generations, which is also a challenge. Obedience to the Lord God alone. It's on His terms that He lives with them. The nation of Israel is warned that unfaithfulness and disobedience have multiple consequences. If they are unfaithful and disobedient, then as a nation they can expect to be scattered and exiled before eventually being restored to the land following sincere national repentance. Overall, this covenant adds details to the giving of the land to Israel as promised in the Abrahamic covenant. It gives glimpses of a generous and a holy God who is filled with majestic mercy and abundant grace, who seeks obedience and faithfulness from His people so He can live intimately with His people on His terms. As a nation, Israel were to reflect this and be a shining beacon of light to all nations of the glory of their God Jehovah. It shows the continuity from Eden to Adam to Abraham to Moses. Where are we off to next in this line of continuity? Where do you think? Thank you.